Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back to the Mr. Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's the 15th anniversary since the first time we met Jack Odrich, and he appeared on our show. Hey, Jack, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much. I did not know that.
And you know,
where did the time go? I can't believe that.
It flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? And you know, Jack, a lot of times we celebrate members of our Brain Trust with this kind of an anniversary, and it's the month or it's the week that they were here. But this is actually 15 years to the day that you were on the show.
Really?
Yeah, 15 years ago today. First time. So
I just have to give you a big thank you. I mean, I know that you were the first radio program I was ever on, and I've enjoyed every minute of it the last 15 years.
Well, we've had a good time, and we wouldn't want to do without you, because you've made us all very, very much smarter than we were when you got here. So thank you for 15 great years. We appreciate it very much. And let's do 15 more. What do you think?
That sounds good.
So, Jack, folks, we're working off of Jack's Friday Future 15 that you publish every weekday. Tell people every Friday. Tell people how they can subscribe to this.
Yeah, so they can just go to my website, jackaldrich.com, and just hover over the blog, and a little thing will sign up and say, if you want to get this post every Friday, I send it out. It's just 15 articles, and don't read all 15. I just encourage business leaders to select one that interests them, and then close your door and at 4:45 on Friday and think about what this might mean for your business, your customers, your clients.
Folks, this is CEO work, Jack. I tell them that they've got to spend some time. They've got to allocate time in their day, in their week, in their month to stop being the manager and start being the CEO. This is what you do for yourself. If you tell me, you know, sometimes people say, well, what does it mean? What is the CEO's duties? Well, you know what? It's reading and thinking and seeing implications and putting this implication together with that implication and see what might be coming at you from the future. And that's where you start, folks. I'd start with Jack. I'd encourage you to subscribe to his blog, and he'll send that to you, and you'll be smarter when you do. Let's move down to another one in this recent effort of yours, Jack, about technology deep in time, how technology evolves alongside us. And that's one of the things I've been trying to do is help people understand that the things that we do, the technology we create, is moving with us. It's all moving, all aspects of it, the physical part, the productivity part, the ethical part, it's all moving. It's not in a block wall somewhere, not in some history book, inside of some covers of a book. It's actually moving with us. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing here to understand is that, you know, we have all of these technologies. People can understand the different technologies. But as it's evolving alongside us, what it means is these technologies are converging into one another. And the article gives the great example of the printing press. That didn't spring from Gutenberg's mind. All he did is we took four existing technologies, a wine press, movable type ink and paper, and converged them into a platform that evolved alongside us and gave us the books and changed the world. And what people need to understand is, in this world of sensors and data and artificial intelligence, these technologies are converging, and they're going to allow us to do different things. And to your point, we now need to be thinking differently and ethically about this, and it's a huge challenge because these things are moving so fast, and so many of them are converging.
Well, that's the thing that I've been trying to get across, Jack, is in the analog age, for the last 10,000 years, our as we developed technology, it was always analog technology. We're analog beings. We're kind of slow. The technology, believe it or not, was actually slow. And so our ethical applications that we had to apply to that technology, In other words, you know, the ethics of using a hammer to not hurt someone is different from the ethics of using a cotton picker or a combine and the ethics of that. You know what I mean? Because it's moving faster, and but we're still side by side with it. That whole analog experience was kind of a natural evolution of machine, man, and our ethics. In the digital age, as we're now operating at gigahertz and speed of light, everything, as you said, is moving very much faster. We now have to think about all the elements, right? How it's impacting us as analog beings, and how it's impacting our analog ethical expectations. What do you think?
We do. I mean, we're now editing genes, and if there are genes, and it seems as though there are, that are related to intelligence, that means that in the embryo of your grandchild, possibly in the very near future, someone can go in and say, we're going to edit the genes to make Jim's granddaughter smarter than mm-hmm. her neighbors. Or your kids might say, I don't want to do that, but other people are in fact going to do it.
The question is not whether we're going to be able to do that technologically at all, because you and I both are convinced that we will be able to. The question is how will we deal with that ethically, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so, I mean, this is the challenge of our time. And I know that you've been thinking long and hard about this, but all of us need to be thinking longer and hard about it. I mean, I've mm-hmm. been sort of noodling in my brain a book called Exponential Ethics.
Right.
To say, in these exponential times, how do our ethics? And again, I know that you've explored this, but
I'd love to see that book. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Jack Aldrich. We got more to come. We're going to talk about the case against too much efficiency after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.